Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
It's Macy's Father's Day one-day sale, Tuesday and Wednesday. Shop over 25,000 incredible deals of the day, in-store and online, and find the perfect gift, like 60% off men's designer suit and separates. Save on shorts, shirts, and polos for him, $14.99 to $29.99. Take 30% plus an extra 20% off men's watches from Bulova, Citizen, and Seiko. Get our lowest price of the season on comforter sets, starting at $17.99. And save 30% plus an extra 15% on coffee makers, blenders, mixers, and more. Don't miss Macy's Father's Day one-day sale. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Father's Day sale at your local Ace. Save $100 or more on what Dad really wants. That's right. Save $100 or more on select gifts from Traeger, Craftsman, and DeWalt. The best brands for Dad under one roof. And with so many great gifts at your neighborhood Ace, Father's Day shopping has never been easier. Hurry in for the Father's Day sale right now at Ace. Offers valid on select items through June 18th at participating stores only. See store for details.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We have just witnessed history. President Trump and Kim Jong-un, the American president and the North Korean dictator, with a handshake for the ages.
A man accused of deserting the Air Force 35 years ago has just been found living a quiet life in a Northern California community.
His real name is William Howard Hughes Jr., and he went missing from the Air Force in 1983. And Hughes had top secret clearance and access to confidential information about NATO.
Flamethrower sold by Elon Musk's tunnel construction firm, The Boring Company. It's a red hot product, literally.
Flamethrowers that look like weapons are the latest sensation from Elon Musk. He's already sold 20,000. They may be a big concern for some, but for now, they're perfectly legal.
IHOP's decision to rebrand itself as the International House of Burgers caught many people by surprise.
It was all part of a calculated plan by IHOP's executives.
On the same day, history is being made with a handshake.
It'll be tremendously successful.
It's also being made with a pancake.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. First time caller, since you let Joey, the producer, know, we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card for Fresh Market. I tell you, the winner If you win it tomorrow, you're going to have a real treat because you'll have $50 gift card and they have the slab of ribs for Father's Day. They're going to do it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, $11.99. This is about a 3.5 to a 4-pound slab of ribs. Those normally go, if you just buy them and you cook it yourself, goes for about $20. So this is a bargain, an absolute bargain. The can't wait to also see what they're going to have on sale, particularly in the steak area, so I can really push that. Also, any caller can get in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. That is a great deal. They have got so many wonderful things down there. Fresh peaches from Chilton County, watermelons, fresh vegetables, their squash, the tomatoes. Take advantage of the summertime being here and great food. I tell you, Daniel went down there and got tomatoes from them for his cook-off for the hamburger thing. He said the tomatoes were outstanding. Let's go to the phones and go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Wayne, how are you?
I'm doing well, Dan. I hope you are.
I am doing extremely well. I just got another bottle of scotch because I went through the... I only have about, I'm going to say, an inch and a half left of the Johnny Walker Black. My son came over twice. It was painful. It was painful.
Oh,
I'll try to hold a reserve for you, okay?
Yeah, we need to get together again soon.
You got it, buddy.
Hey, isn't it great to be alive when you can actually see your president accomplish things rather than just lip service?
Amen, brother. Let me tell you something. The Joe Scarborough and these people, it is just amazing when you listen to their coverage of this and how they're talking about it. They do not get it. And every one of them need to go read The Art of the Deal, because one of the parts of The Art of the Deal is that the first part is to get a deal up front and then work out the details later, because then you have more opportunity in each negotiation you're doing. And he described property that he would go through and go buy the property, didn't know, would come up with a deal with it, didn't know necessarily what he was exactly going to put on there, didn't do the design and everything, and then he started negotiating from there. And he got a better and better and better and better deal.
Right.
Particularly, and he made a point of saying, in international negotiations.
He's been doing this his entire professional life.
Exactly, and this is the politicians don't get this, because they sit there with their thumb in their ear, and they don't get stuff done. Everything's a compromise to them. He's not compromising; he's getting it done.
I thought it was kind of interesting during the break. They played a clip from Schumer, mm-hmm. and he says we have to have action this time. Well, why this time? I mean, we are getting action, but all of the other times, capitulation and blackmail payments was just fine.
Well, and here's the difference between this deal and the other three deals that were done. And you're going to hear about it when I play the cuts on here, and their tone is awful. Here's the deal, is that Trump was willing to use limited nuclear force. And he got that point across to North Korea. And Mattis was in on it, everybody was in on it, and they knew he was willing to do that. And that is the difference between Clinton, Obama, and Bush.
No doubt. Well, you know, in that same clip, they went back to the network, don't know which one it was, but that news person talked about the U.S. giving up a huge bargaining chip, the maneuvers off the Korean coast. Well, wait a minute. If they get an agreement that the two Koreas come together and there's no more northern nukes, aren't those maneuvers a moot point at that? I mean, well, what are we giving up?
Ding,
at
ding.
That point, we don't need them anymore.
Ding, ding, ding. Now, and here's the other thing, is they're going, well, we didn't get anything. Well, let me ask you something. When was the last time you saw a nuclear device explode in North Korea? You got that. When was the last time you saw an ICBM shot off in North Korea? You got that. This is working. They just do not understand the art of the deal. Donald Trump is getting what he wants. He stopped the nuclear devices. He stopped the ICBMs. Kim Jong-un on his own is going to go back and take apart a manufacturing place where he was testing rockets underground. He's going to go take that apart.
Exactly.
And so things are happening. And what he's going to do is Donald Trump's going to be going, okay, you got to move this along. We need to get some people in there. We need to go check this stuff out. We need to go disarm these devices. And he's going to just do it step by step by step.
Exactly, which is the way it has to be done.
Exactly.
And they're just not willing to see the accomplishment.
They don't want to admit. When you listen to these cuts, they do not want to admit that Donald Trump got something done that nobody else has been able to do. And I said this yesterday. This is what they're going to say. They're going to say, well, he doesn't, he always cheats. And so it's just a matter of time until he cheats. Well, the difference is if he cheats this time, Donald Trump's going to go kick his ass.
Pardon
exactly. French.
Exactly. And Dan, when you get one of those nice, really large steaks, and you sit down to eat it. You don't eat it at once, do you? You take bites of it. Right?
Exactly. You eat it from one bite at a time.
Same philosophy. I'm not sure why they can't see it unless it doesn't behoove them to see it.
That's exactly what it is they don't. If they admit that Donald J. Trump has pulled this off or is succeeding with this much further than Bush, Clinton, or Obama, then they're admitting their own defeat. They're admitting that their parties and the institutionalized Republicans were not getting it done. You know why? Because they were chicken.
Exactly.
Donald Trump is not chicken.
No, and he's not going to have to push a button to do it.
There you go.
That's great. Have a good afternoon, and JWB.
You got it, baby. You have a good one. Always great talking to you, Wayne. My good friend Wayne from PMS. Great guy, by the way. Let's go to Robin. Robin, welcome aboard the DMR show. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Very good.
Hey, I just wanted to point out one thing. It was real about the ridiculous coverage by the media, stuff with the flare hatred towards Donald Trump and constantly. This morning, I was getting ready for work, and the ticker on ABC at the bottom of the screen, it was having all the serious news and all that, and I'm not kidding. It actually said, Kim Jong-un does not laugh when Donald Trump makes jokes saying that he looks skinnier in pictures.
I actually saw the video of that. So they're taking pictures of the two of them, and Donald Trump said, make us both look skinny. And so Kim Jong-un kind of like, what? And so he leans into the camera. He actually leans forward into the camera. It was actually funny.
That's funny. Anyway, they were really trying to make a serious issue because they used the ticker. You know what I mean? The ticker being serious.
Yeah.
They actually used the ticker to highlight this. So I thought that was extra ridiculous.
Well,
anyway.
I was sitting there watching, and if you think about it, and we're gonna get deep into this hour, but I was sitting there watching it, and what Trump pulled off was what we used to pull off with Reagan. It doesn't matter what they're saying, the talking heads are saying. It matters what people are seeing. And the picture was worth 1,000 words. I will never forget, we had an economy that was going great, and we did housing starts were up. So we took Reagan to this place where they were building 4 houses. And he's out there and he's meeting the family, and they're out there hammering like crazy. I got like double the number of workers up on the rafters, and it looked like a anthill out there. And so the media is sitting there talking about how bad the economy still is, but you're seeing a picture of 4 houses being built and a whole bunch of people working. So which one are they going to believe? Are they going to believe their eyes or that guy who's saying that?
Right. It's a lot of the parallels with Trump and Reagan are just so clear. Like, I'm 43, and my parents, they had 5 kids, including me, and they campaigned for Reagan.
Oh, really?
They were real heavily involved in politics and stuff, and we were in D.C. when they freed the hostages. That was a direct result of Reagan, just saying that's the first thing I'm going to get handled once I, get elected and all that. And they were released like the next day. I think I was 6 or whatever, but my parents took us to the parade or whatever. They were letting them off the bus and all that. It was real exciting.
Robin, I did that parade.
Oh, you did?
I did. I was there. What we did is he was sworn in. He went up the steps to go have the luncheon with the Senate and House leadership group that they always do. And they pulled him over to the side and put him in a room, and they told him that the hostages were being let go right after he was sworn in. And so we went in, and he made that announcement out in Statuary Hall to the House and Senate, and they went crazy. They started cheering and clapping, and the media didn't know what to do. They really did not know what to do. They were stuck because they were covering it live, and this is what we did. We made great news because we would always time it right with the media. But I did that. I picked him up from Andrews Air Force Base and went down and did, if you remember the site, and they had the fire trucks with the American flag hanging from it. Throngs.
Right.
It must have been, 90,000 people along the motorcade route. It was incredible.
That's awesome. Yep. Well, just one more thing is that, just like with Reagan, he was such a likable everyman that just talked in a common sense way that pretty much everybody agrees with. For the media to constantly be hating the stuff he said and was on his actions and ignoring the overwhelming positives that were happening, just like they do with Trump, it's like they're actually like downing me. It's not just that they're downing Trump. It's like, whoa, I totally agree with what he just did, and you're acting like he's a buffoon. And you know what I mean?
Robin, you're spot on, buddy, because what happens is the media is criticizing him for what he is saying that Robin and Dan and Joey agree with. And so,
it's stuff that we have really thought about for a long time, not just something that a magazine or MTV told us to think and go out and vote about tomorrow. It's something that we really cherish and have thought about for a long time, and they just poo-poo it and act like it's ridiculous. And it's a direct insult to me every time. It seems like, I know that's weird, but...
No, it's part of the problem. It is part of the problem.
Weird. Well, the times there are changing, and it's like a reverse of the 60s, like when Bob Dylan said, they better get with it or get out of the way, and now it's changed, and it's flipped over, and liberalism is an old status quo, crappy way of thinking, and, the times are changing for the better.
They are, and we're going to get into that this hour. We're talking about because the Democrats are really, really messing up. They have overshot the runway. Robin, thanks for the telephone call. News Talk 93.1. Damn, our show. We're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman is back in our permanent stores just in time to introduce some amazing new mattresses from Serta, Sutherland, Jameson, and the luxurious collection from my good friends, Drew and Jonathan Scott from HGTV. Okay, I met them at a book signing. Many of our most popular mattresses are back, including the Pure Talalay Bliss Latex mattresses and Scandinavian Latex and Memory Foam sets. Most products we carry are unique to this area and are discounted every day. Mr. Sandman also offers a large selection of adjustable bases at the lowest lowest prices around. We are overstocked on headboards and luxury pillows, so they are all on sale at huge discounts off internet prices, including some plush memory foam pillows for $25. Your child will love one. We do sell box springs, both lower profile and regular heights, for a no-pressure, pleasant shopping experience. Visit us in Millbrook on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 next to the Citgo station, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance, a locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah. 272-9228, that's where we are. Chuck Schumer's out there saying the number one issue facing this country is health care.
A big issue.
It is a big issue, but the problem of why it is an issue is because of what Obama did to it and the Democrats. I mean, this is a wound that they created themselves, and if John McCain would not have done the thumbs down, I think we'd be in a different situation. But this is going to bite them on the keista, as they would say. Red Top, our buddy, we haven't heard from Red Top in like a year and a half or something.
Wow. Have I been asleep that long?
Nah. What's up?
No, nobody's sleeping here. I know I'm being repetitious, but I still think the most incredible thing is the hairdos, guys. Come on. If you want to be a world leader and get some attention, you get your hairdo like Donald Trump and one like Mr. Kim Jong-un. And what are the... Vladimir Putin doesn't stand a chance. He doesn't have any hair. So there goes his world leadership. Trudeau has got fake eyebrows. So, what does Macron and Trudeau go do to improve their haircut and acquire some clout? But it was stunning to me to see these two guys standing next to each other. What a contrast, and on top of the world. And I think they're going to do very good, and I think Donald Trump is a really smart guy. It's amazing how condescending. I was listening at late, and the comments Stephanopoulos and all these people made were just amazing how uppity these guys are.
Well, they're out of touch, and what they're going to, and it's like I said yesterday, they were going to, it, whatever happened, it wasn't going to either be enough, or was it going to, it was going to be bad. And what they don't understand is he's getting it done. He's not doing it the way they would want him to do it. They won't admit success, because if you admit success, that means you've been wrong all this time.
Well, I have to say the new grounds for impeachment is going to be when Donald Trump builds his skyscrapers and gambling casinos on the beach in North Korea. Boy, are they going to have fun with that.
Oh,
one,
yeah.
Guys.
Well, let me tell you, Joe Scarborough, you know, talked about that today and really ridiculed him.
Oh, yes, yes. He's going to make money off the North Koreans. Poor guy like Donald Trump doesn't have enough to worry about already. But it's sure been fun, guys. It was chilling to watch that. Those two meet each other at first last night. It was chilling.
And the media did not realize what they did. You remember I told you, if they have a whole bunch of assets there, they're going to use those assets. So I was sitting there watching NBC breaking news going into primetime adjacency and covering this thing portal to portal. And then
they were the only ones, by the way, Dan, that even covered that particular scene we're talking about. I scanned through all the channels, the majors. Nobody covered it, and NBC was right there, and that's what I saw. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was around 9 last night.
Right, exactly, exactly. And it was what's called primetime adjacency. And now CNN and MSNBC, they were just going crazy.
Wow.
I mean, it was a hilarious way to. So I was flipping between Fox, CNN, and MSNBC and NBC. And
yeah, because CBS and ABC did not cover it at all.
And so it really was remarkable to see the attention. But what the media didn't realize is they were saying something, but the pictures were not adding up to what they were saying. And we're going to get into that in detail.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad I've been saying it since 2015. Roll Tide, go Trump. See you guys.
Thanks for your time for the telephone call. Appreciate you. News Talk 93.1 FM. A reminder this hour. Brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass in Prattville location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Rickard, and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. You know, Dick Brubaker says and said to me on a personal basis and said to me several times is I don't care if they go to every place in Central Alabama as long as they just give Brubaker Motors an opportunity. You know, the largest Kia dealership in the state of Alabama is Brubaker Motors. We've had listeners who have driven from Auburn where there is a Kia dealership, drive to Montgomery to buy it with Brubaker. One, because they're an audience member, a listener, but number two, they know that Brubaker Motors is going to take care of them. We've had one listener who had bought three Kias from Brubaker Motors. They love the car that much. They had it. They traded it in and got a new one because they gave him a great deal on it. It was a Kia Optima. And then he bought one for his daughter and took her there, and they got her fixed up. That's three in one family. That's pretty big. Brubaker Motors is taking care of you, and they're taking care of this show, and we really appreciate it. Please go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've added rooms or large appliances to your home, have breakers that trip, or if your home is over 20 years old, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't risk your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for expert electrical service. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole home surge protection system at no additional charge with your panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. With upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options, why wait? Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for complete details or visit us online today. Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Got any plans tonight?
Yep, treating myself to a free meal thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
How about this weekend?
Oh, I'll be enjoying my free hotel room, also thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
Okay, how about next month?
Well, I'm taking a free trip to Aruba, thanks to...
I know, Wind Creek Rewards. I get the picture.
No, wait, it's not you, it's just...
Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch, the normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
Rugs. Traditional or modern, handmade or machine-made. Get them all at SE Rugs with discounts up to 70%. SE Rugs has over 35 years of experience and has relationships with rug makers all over the world. SE Rugs at 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery can get you the rug you've imagined and at a better price than you'll find at other local stores or online. Come see the hundreds of rugs in the showroom or bring in a photo. SE Rugs can get any rug you're looking for and will match the competitor or online price. They'll even buy or trade your old handmade rugs. SE Rugs has the highest quality rug cleaning service in the area and offers the only rug repair in the River Region. Leave it to SE Rugs to fill your home with the new rugs you've hoped for and to save the rugs you already love. SE Rugs makes rug shopping easy. Catch their current special, 8x10 rugs starting at just $100. 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Find them on Facebook or visit them online at serugs.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit, Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. We're kind of stuck in a pattern with little day-to-day change over the next few days. For today, partial sunshine, hot, humid again with a high around 91, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, but they will be most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours and then fading out overnight. Low temperature 72. Tomorrow and Thursday, we'll do it again. High temperature in the lower 90s, a generous supply of random hit-or-miss storms both days, and even on Friday and Saturday, not much change with more scattered afternoon and evening storms. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give the current conditions, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts for that location. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Ricochet. Ricochet, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you and Joey?
We're doing good.
Good. I'm trying to get over this cold. But anyway, first I want to thank Joey for that podcast. But anyways, I'm kind of want to ask you something, kind of see if we can fill in the blanks. So when I got home last night from work, I, of course, turned it on Fox News, see what was going on. And then as we proceeded on, for the president of the summit. It went into this where he mentioned he was going to have signing to do, okay? So my wife, she says, hey, why don't we flip this over to CNN and let's just see how they're handling this. I said, you know what? Let's do this. So we flipped CNN to see how what was going on CNN. Well, this, what is that, Chris Cuomo was on?
Yep.
Cuomo? Okay, well.
No, Cuomo.
He's, okay, I have to pronounce it. Anyways, he's on, and what he said was, as Trump comes out, he indicated that they were going to have a signing. He goes over, shows Mr. Kim Jong-un his Cadillac, and they go their separate ways. It was like, there's nothing happening. You know, like, there's an event that's not really happening, and basically the president was showing off his the Cadillac, the boss, he said it was. I think that's what they call it. But anyways, and then he made the comment after he said that, and this is what my wife looked at me, and she goes, what does it matter? He said, and they can't deny saying that he didn't show Kim Jong-un his Cadillac because we've got it on film or something in those lines. I can't remember exactly. And I'm thinking, what does that matter? What does that have to do with anything? He showed the guy's car, you know? And I didn't understand what the big deal that he was making out of him showing, you know, Kim Jong-un his car.
And then they went
their separate ways. They end up together signing these boxes.
Yeah, let me tell the audience what you're talking about here is that the president told them to bring up his limo so he could show it to Kim Jong-un, and he opens the back door of it. They open it for him, and then he's sitting there holding this 800-pound door open, and the Secret Service has got his hand because these things, they'll close on you, and you can't stop, and they'll knock you down, or you get a hand trapped in there. I mean, the Secret Service used to say, just don't touch the car because you can literally get hurt. And so he shows it to him, and Kim Jong-un is kind of like a little kid looking in there. And what he's got is there's a TV in there, the cell phone, he's got a laptop, all that kind of stuff. But it is wired. It is really, really wired. It's got a secure voice in there. But he was showing it off to Kim Jong-un. And Kim Jong-un had this kind of little boy look on his face, like, I want one too. I want one too.
Okay. I just didn't see what they were making such a deal out of it, like it was something that he shouldn't have been doing.
Ricocheted, whatever Trump did, it was going to be wrong. And I told you guys that yesterday. They're going to criticize him for just anything. And they were just nitpicking him to death. And they look so... They look so anal the way they were doing it, because you were sitting there watching this and listening to CNN or MSNBC talking about how bad it was. Well, they didn't tell the press. They didn't tell the press it was going to be a joint statement. There was going to be a signing. They didn't know about this, and so they just did it at the spur of the moment. So we know it, and they literally said, well, we know when you do something at the spur of the moment, it's not going to be good with Donald Trump. They literally said that.
Wow, yeah.
I'm going like, are you... what? Aren't you for America? Aren't you...
Really?
You're against Trump, but you're now against America. This is good for the world.
It sure is. Okay. All right, Dan. You and Joey, take care. Have a good day. Stay cool. I'm on the way to the penitentiary.
To where?
To the penitentiary.
Well,
yes,
sir. Good luck.
All right.
I hope your stay is good.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. I hope he's a CO.
That's my guess.
You know, we do have captive audience. You know, we get those letters from the captive audience all the time.
Do people listen well?
Particularly at state and prison out there. 272-9228. Let's kind of dig into some of this stuff and hear how they're covering this. Let's start with CBS. Now, the way Major Garrett is going to handle this is different, but there's, you know... Unprecedented is different to me than historic. Unprecedented means it hadn't been done before. And that to me is kind of a lower thought. And they're using the term unprecedented. But then Major Garrett, who writes his own script, they don't write it for him and give it to him. He writes it, and then he does a stand-up, and you don't get a check-off on that. They may call him back and go, redo that. But listen in to CBS, and listen how they handle the front end of this.
President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un finished an unprecedented meeting in Singapore with a deal to start denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula.
We're very proud of what took place today. I think our whole relationship with North Korea and the Korean Peninsula is going to be a very much different situation than it has in the past.
The two leaders signed what Mr. Trump called a comprehensive document detailing what he said was their commitment to establish relations.
It offers few specifics on how North Korea's nuclear arsenal will be removed. The summit, which lasted less than 5 hours, was the first between a sitting U.S. president and a North Korean leader.
President Trump said it would lead to many more meetings, and he would absolutely consider, he says, inviting Kim to the White House. CBS Evening News anchor Jeff Gore is leading our coverage from Singapore, where the president left a short time ago. Jeff, good morning. What a day.
Indeed. Gail, good morning to you. Good evening here from Singapore. The president said he did everything he could at this summit, and that's why he is headed back to the U.S. a little earlier than planned. Now, while the president and Kim Jong-un here agreed to work toward denuclearization in exchange for security assurances from the U.S., they did not establish a timetable to meet that goal. Could be potentially anywhere from 3 to 15 years, folks say, for denuclearization of the peninsula if it happens. There was also no mention in the agreement of human rights abuses committed by the Kim regime and no specifics on how the deal would get done. That said, there is this signed document. This was the first time a sitting U.S. president has met with the leader of North Korea. There were these handshakes.
Okay, there were these handshakes. Unprecedented. Now, Major Garrett steps out a lot further than this. Let's go to Ray. Ray, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Doing good, and you?
Pretty good, thanks. Dan, you know, I was driving and listening to your show and almost wrecked when I heard you try to blame Obamacare for the health care mess that we're in right now. Well, but I was wondering...
Wait. Stop. So what do you think the problem is with the health care system we have right now?
Well, the Republicans were pretty good at repealing, like you were saying, but where's the replacing? Weren't they supposed to repeal and replace?
He was supposed to, but you couldn't get it because the Democrats wouldn't vote for it, and neither would John McCain.
Well, the fact that the Republicans are in control of everything.
No, well, first of all, let me interrupt you here, Ray. There are procedural votes in the Senate, and it's called cloture, and you need 60 votes for cloture. And there weren't enough to do that because the Democrats wouldn't play. Then what they did is they used a nuclear option and said, we'll do it at a majority vote, but then you had McCain and one other who didn't vote for it, so you didn't have enough votes to get there.
But now it's pretty much repealed right now, right?
I'm sorry?
I mean, if the Obamacare is pretty much dead right now because they've...
No, what they did is they took out the mandates, and that is going to implode it in a little bit. But is the reason is the cost kept going up and up and up and up and up, because what they were doing is more and more people were not buying the insurance who were healthy that needed to be buying the insurance because it was too expensive, and it was just a total screw up from the very beginning. All the reasoning that they used in the Obama administration, just it was false. And they said, you're going to save money. You're going to save $2,500. No, you didn't. It went up $2,500 after the second year.
But Dan, if for example, you know, when the law is passed, isn't it the Congress's job to tweak it and make it better?
Yeah, it would be the job to tweak it and make it better. And when they had all the members that they had in the Senate and they had the House, they could have done that. But do you know what? The Democrats were the leaders at that time. They had 60 members of the Senate. And then it went down to 59 when Kennedy died. And did they do it? No. You know what they did? They didn't do it. You know why? Because they were blind. They were blind.
No, because they believed in Obama foolishly believed in bipartisanship and trying to work.
They had total control of the U.S. Senate.
I'm saying, you remember when Grassley kept talking about going home and talking about how they were working, trying to work with Obama, and then he'd say that when he was in Washington, when he'd go back to his district, he would say that this is dead. We're not working with this president, and he'd come back to Washington. We're trying to work with the president. But the point I'm trying to make is that when a law is passed,
It's not perfect. It's up to the Congress to make it, to tweak it and make it better. The Republicans and the Republicans did not do anything but try and kill it. They didn't do anything to try and make it better. And now that it's imploding,
first of all, right? Your history is just like way off. Okay, first of all, let's start from the beginning. A very good place to start. It was 60 votes in the Senate. They took a bill from the House because it had to originate in the House. They took a bill in the House, sent it to the Senate. They stripped everything out of it. And then they took the Gruber bill, the 500 or whatever pages that they created. They didn't show it to the Republicans. They put it in that House bill and voted on it in the Senate with 60 senators, and it took 60 votes that were there. They shut the Republicans out. They didn't need the Republicans because they had the 60 votes for cloture and to pass it. Then they sent it over to the House, and at that time they had control of the House. It was one of the reasons they lost the House. And if somebody wanted to improve it, they had all those years to improve it, and they didn't do it.
Well, the Republicans were not. What did the Republicans try to do to improve? Name one thing that the Republicans tried to do to improve on the bill. One. One thing. I'm looking for one thing that the Republicans tried to do to make Obamacare more.
Well, they were trying. Well, it depends on how, in their view, what you were doing to improve, and your view of doing what it is to improve. Right, here's the problem. It was a crappy bill. It was a really crappy bill. And you don't take a piece of crap and try to put a ornament on it and say, isn't this beautiful? It was a piece of crap bill.
Repeat after me.
It was a piece of crap bill.
Because the Republicans said it was?
No, it was a piece of crap bill. Were you trying to put an ornament on a turd?
Well, the thing is, there are a lot of turds that are out there that people are trying to put on.
You don't have turds that are representing one-third of the economy of our country. And you don't go in and lie to people and tell them, you can keep your doctor if you want to. You can keep your insurance. How about this? You can keep your insurance if you want to. You know what? That was the biggest lie been said.
Well, how about this? On day one, repeal and replace Obamacare. I'm going to do it with cheaper, better insurance, and it won't be that hard. And then once it gets in there, new healthcare was so complicated.
It's because they didn't have enough votes to get it because they didn't have enough within the Republicans to do it. You have a group of Republicans who wanted to completely repeal and replace it, and you had some that just wanted to repeal a portion of it and then not replace it. And so they're at odds. That's what happens in government, that split, particularly the split this tightly.
Well, the Republicans are pretty good at being in lockstep when it's something that they want to do. So if somebody thinks, if a Republican thinks that it's
That is really funny that you said that the Republicans are in lockstep. That's not the case at all. Right, I got to go to a break. Have fun. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
The Dan Moore Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya!
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASE Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASE Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASE is your credit union, federally insured by NCUA.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Sparky Jr. Hey, Sparky, how are you? Sparky Jr., you there?
Sparky Jr.
Sparky Jr., Sparky Jr.
Oh, well.
I wonder if he's up in the attic somewhere and couldn't lose his connection. Hey, Sparky Jr., you there?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Oh, my goodness.
Where were you?
Long day.
Where were you?
Customer. You know.
Oh, yeah, you got to get it. Those pesky customers.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Well, you know, going on the last call, and I didn't know if you wanted to continue with this operation, but, you know, he wanted you to name one thing that the Republicans tried to do. Well, portability. They tried to, state exchanges. I mean, there was a number of plausible things that the Republicans offered that were flat-out denied as it went against the ultimate design of Obamacare, which is government control over the people. Now, you're talking to a gentleman who's been cured by the Lord, and in the minute of the hour that I asked for sobriety, he gave it to me, and I hadn't had an urge to drink since. And,
that is congratulations, Sparky.
The Lord, anything can happen to the Lord.
Absolutely, he can take pain and problems away.
Anything. So, being that, I wanted to look into my body to see how much damage I did. When you know, I'm 46 years old, I'm in perfect health. When I went for life insurance for Mama, as part of my order, it turns out that the results that came back were in such good numbers that I didn't need to go for any boards or anything. It just went right through, and they said it happens once or twice a year. So a 46-year-old man in perfect health who's active every day, my middle-of-the-road to bottom level of Obamacare insurance went from $480 a year to $658. A month. It went to $658 a month. So at this point, I don't have health insurance because I can't afford it. It's cheaper for me to pay the emergency room costs.
Is that the current situation?
Yep.
Okay, let me give you how big is your family?
Well, right now it's just me. Mama has the children.
Okay.
The primary custodian.
I tell you what, Sparky Jr., you can go to Christian Healthcare Ministries, and they have a health insurance program that is absolutely outstanding. It's $150 a month for the top end, and then you pay a Joshua fee every quarter. I donate $40 to it. And all you do is what you do is when you go in and you use something, it has a $500 deductible per incident, and when you use it, you basically get them to bill you directly, and then you send the bill in to them, and then they reimburse you for the bill, and then you pay the bill.
I'm going to look it up today because, I mean, I got to have something.
It is really, really good. My former co-host Jenny had it, and she had an appendectomy and took care of everything for it. I've had a client that had a pretty serious medical issue near the $100,000 mark, and he said, I was very, very nervous, but the hospital understood, the hospital knew about it, and they gave him 90 days to do it, and they did it within 90 days.
Huh. Okay, well, see that? This is the one positive that Obamacare has a direct correlation to, and as all these other groups are getting together to find better ways around Obamacare that are actually reasonable.
Right.
That's the one positive Obamacare
has brought out.
Well, and what it is it's a, on a biblical basis, what you're doing is you're sharing resources. What you're doing is you're putting money in the pot, and it's what insurance should be. Is you're putting money in the pot, it's not there to go make money, it's there to go take that interest and share it. And they have spent, they have paid billions of dollars in medical costs. And look it up, Sparky, and if I can help you with
that's
it.
Smart.
If and you can go to my website and look at it also. I still believe it's up there. And if you give me credit when you if you sign up for it, if you tell them,
okay.
I'll give you my number, and then I'll get credit for that.
Nice. Will do. Definitely.
Thank you, Sparky.
But, you know, it was interesting to listen to Democrats stuck in time. Gave me a little bit of a giggle. So.
They,
what are you going to do?
Were you talking about last night during the summit thing?
Just on the CNN, the previous caller. It's just stuck in time, man. I mean,
well,
like you said, you can't polish a turd.
We're going to get into this into the next hour, but they do not realize what they're doing to themselves. They're screwing up because what they're saying and what somebody is seeing and feeling are two different things. That's called being out of contact.
Yeah, they're cutting their own credibility.
Absolutely. So. Junior, Sparky Jr., you have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back after our top of the hour break.
Dan Morris Show.